Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Redlinger, taking a look back at how the Summer Classic went over the weekend. The Summer Classic has wrapped up, and can you kind of give us an overview of how you feel it went?
Absolutely. The event was awesome. For lack of better words, we were really blessed with Mother Nature. The temperature was on the warm side, but we avoided all the rain and the sun was shining. And I think it really brought a lot of people out to the downtown and to some of our other locations throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I was down there for Ridiculous Day and it was quite busy.
Yeah, some years we get a rush, you know, before the weather turns or something like that. And I think this year our retailers just had a nice steady flow of traffic from patrons all morning long up until 2 p.m. until the parade started.
And what kind of feedback did you get from the people who were here for their high school reunions?
I mean, I just heard a lot of compliments about the concert and the venue out of the airport. It's still new enough. It's our fourth year, and I think that there's a lot of people who haven't been out to experience it yet. And so it was a great experience for them. You know, we're always looking for ways to improve and grow. And I think one feedback that I thought was particularly relevant is maybe try to designate some spots or some tents for the class reunions, because we had, I would say, probably at least double our normal attendance at that concert, which is exciting. But then I think there wasn't a home base for the class reunions to go and find some classmates. And so I think that will be an amendment that we'll look at for next year. But otherwise, lots of compliments, good energy on the bands, and Saturday night was a fun one.
Good. Well, that's a nice suggestion. And how did the weekdays go?
I mean,
can
everything.
Can you remember that back that far?
I know it's a blur, and I just go from one thing to the next. I mean, Thursday, it was always a great event with ag being featured, and we get to really work with some industries that I don't get to see on a regular basis. And the tractors coming out to the downtown it's always a treat. I overheard some people talking about, you know, they finally got their husband or someone in their family to get the tractor out and be in the parade. And so there's new tractors and new people participating, and this might have been the year for some people to join for the first time. And that's exciting, because I think when they're doing that, they're bringing out a piece of their history or maybe a hobby. And then, you know, the kids come out and they do a pedal tractor pull, and there's live music and food, and that's great. Friday with Family Day is kind of probably the calmest day that we have. And we've got activities in the morning and afternoon. And then again, live music on the bandstand and a movie in Central Park. And I would say, moving forward, that might be an opportunity for us to grow that day a little bit more. And if there are organizations or businesses that, I don't know, watched from the sideline this weekend and wondered how they might get involved, that would be a great opportunity. So we can just maybe, I think we've filled about half the park with activities on Friday, but we've got the other half that can be full as well. And so if, you know, churches are getting ready for Vacation Bible School right now and some other summer activities. And so if we want to get the word out or get people excited, it's a great way to meet new faces.
And if people are thinking about that now, since it's fresh in their minds, is now a good time to reach out to you and start talking about next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if nothing else, just to call me and say, let's talk about it next year when you're starting to plan. And that way I can put a reminder in my calendar so we don't forget and then move past it.
Right, because sometimes, you know, you let it go and you've got the whole summer ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, this Friday is our chamber golf tournament, and so I'm trying really hard to wrap up last weekend without going right into the golf tournament and trying to not forget anything.
And lastly, is there anything that you'd like to say to the volunteers that were out this weekend?
Just a huge thank you. I cannot do this event without them or without the support of our business sponsors, because financially, a lot of these events either break even, and some of them even come out losing money, and it's kind of something that we do for the community. And right now, you know, we are still looking for some staffing at the chamber, so obviously one person can't do it all. And I had a fabulous intern helping me out this weekend, and the volunteers, just great. I mean, I was running behind cleaning up after the parade, and when I went out to the airport, it was just in the nick of time, and they had everything set up and everything under control. And there was many experiences. I mean, there was someone who helped us with the garbage the whole 4 days. Well, up until maybe her hips went out on the last day, but worked so hard, and we couldn't do any of it without their support. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's been today's Washington Page with the director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Redlinger. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.